Chapter 15. He spun on his shiny shoes. Nearly dropped his drink and he stared.
Fuck! You! You here? Did you do all the makeup?
They all looked like they walked straight out of a glamour magazine.
Said Luce. Not a porn magazine. You're not the type. You mean Vogue or something. Lower your voice. Someone's coming. Volume will drop. All hell will break out if your voice is heard above his. Believe me.
Luce was, like Honore, dressed in an expensive-looking column of black or navy that glimmered as she moved. Sam squinted at the similarity, trying to find Honore in the crowd to confirm it. Shook his head wonderingly.
Yes, aren't we just the hybrids of each other? Said Luce,
following Sam's eyes.
Honore's better looking, right? Cleverer, too.
Well, I don't know. Just because people seem strange doesn't automatically make them more interesting or prettier.
Very chivalrous of you.
Honore told me to come check you out. Imagine my surprise, the quiz geek. We need to pair up for a while to keep her out of hot water. You know she's promised to come to a quiz. Luce chaperoned Sam to one of the colonnades that stood in the middle of each side of the hall. No other guests concealed themselves in this way.
George, she said.
George, the wizard who conjured the music and the food and the drink, sprung out.
All okay?
Need something?
He said.
Just so you know, we're off to the small kitchen. Can you let her know?
They made their way downstairs. Luce took Sam's hand and marshalled him round the back of the big kitchen, like a mother that didn't want him to break anything or get in the way of anybody. There seemed to be hundreds of workers, moving to a cut-glass choreography that one false move would shatter. Safe in the empty back kitchen where Honore had made Sam that first coffee, Luce kicked off her heels. She put on an apron, fetched a packet of cigarettes from one of the pockets and lit it.
Thing is, she exhaled, the lady likes you.
Don't want Gerald knowing. I'm no beautician, by the way. I guess I do lifestyle shit. Whatever Honore asks me to do, basically. Love her to bits. Bit of a pain.
Best mates. Like me and Mike. Who's Gerald? You and Mike, eh? Not sure about him. If he's your mate, but Gerald?
Oh, guest of honour, I guess. Everyone's in love with Honore. Can't offend him.
Okay, sure. I'm not in love with Honore. I get why some would be.
Okay, so some big shot. Is he here yet?
Christ, how can you not be? She'll be really destroyed. Telling you. I know her. She likes you.
Doesn't like many men. Me neither. Sam turned to face the kitchen counter. If asked, and he was starting to comprehend that Luce was not the asking type, he might have said he was a bit bored or disappointed, like a child who'd been forcibly removed from a party, who didn't know why and who was confused and upset. He busied himself with the coffee machine.
Look,
said Luce, coming up behind him, breathing smoke in his ear, tapping him on the shoulder in that same intimate way that Honore had done. He turned to look at her. She had a lot of freckles, one of those mysterious smiles, half soft, half hard, a smile that never quite let you in, but seemed to care. He recognized it.
Look, she repeated, there's more fun to be had, and I don't know you, and I'm trying to look after my sister, and if she finds out I told you that, I'm in deep crap. Trust me. Because I see I can trust you. End of. Let's have a coffee. And yes, Gerald is here, because I can hear that he's here. And I want you to just be about like Honore asks you to be. But don't look at her. Move away if she keeps coming to check on you, because she's behaving a bit oddly.
Sure. Whatever you like.
I really like Honore. Jesus, you're her sister. Forget I said that.
Oh, I'm very forgetful. Ask Mike. I'm hopeless. Cool party up there. It's like an aura, some sun or planet, and there are all these brilliant moons going around. Never been invited to anything like it. But you can't get near to any of them. Not really. They're all so special. Those amazing women are wearing real diamonds, right? Yes, I imagine. All very impressive first time. Of course, the women are all stunning. That's because the men are all minted.